Lie back. Move your body around until you're comfortable. You may like to close your eyes now if you haven't already done so. There will be sounds besides my voice and the music. Know that you can ignore them and focus on my voice or the music. Your mind may wander. This is perfectly natural, and you may allow it to wander because your subconscious mind will follow what I'm saying and will take on board what your subconscious mind knows you need and want. Also, be assured that however relaxed you become, you are in control, and you can come to full wakefulness should the need arise. If you plan to sleep at the end of the session, you'll be able to, or if you need to wake up to continue the day, you can. It's your choice. You will know that the session is complete when I say, "Now we've finished here today, you'll be pleased to continue bringing out the very best in yourself and be ready for what you have planned next." Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to relax. You can just imagine that the muscles are relaxed, or you can tense each muscle as it is mentioned and then let go of the tension. Now, all the muscles of your face, just let them relax. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids. The cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs, just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine, your waist, just let those muscles relax, and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees and down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body becoming beautifully relaxed and easy. You're about to enjoy a very pleasant and very beneficial experience. Eyes closed, relaxed. You begin to become aware of all the sounds around you, the sound of my voice, sounds in the room and outside the room, maybe other voices. You filter out the sounds other than my voice and the music. And know that you don't need to listen to each word I say, as your conscious mind just drifts away to those pleasant scenes in your imagination, because your subconscious mind will understand and pay great attention to each thing I say as relaxation continues. Nothing bothers you and nothing disturbs you, so completely relaxed, easily and effortlessly, comfortably relaxed. As you go deeper now, each easy breath relaxing you, calming you. You can be aware of how comfortable and peaceful you're becoming as your body relaxes and your mind relaxes with it. And I would like you to imagine that you're in a sailing boat, all alone, floating on a lake. All around are mountains, their steep sides covered with forests of pine trees, their peaks snow-capped. You have sailed to the very centre of the lake, enjoying the fresh crispness of the air and the scent of the pine forests carried on the breeze that drives the boat. The breeze fills the sails, so the boat moves at a gentle but exhilarating pace. You can hear the splash and gurgle as the boat cuts through the water, and the creaking of the rigging and the crack of the sails as they fill with each gentle gust of air. You can be aware of how good you feel, alone with your own thoughts, alone with the sounds of nature all around, a calm, natural peace that knows no concerns or troubles. Nothing disturbs that peace. Nothing bothers you at all. Now the wind drops to almost nothing. The sails flap limply as they empty of the wind that drives the boat forward. The surface of the water becomes calm, still, flat as a mill pond. The surface ruffled only now and then by a gentle breeze. You feel the sun warming your skin, comfortably warm, soothing and relaxing you. The quiet surrounds you now, broken only by the gurgle of water beneath the hull, the faint sounds of birdsong, the occasional splash as a fish rises to take an insect, and calm, peaceful tranquility surrounds you and envelops you. You lie down on a soft cushion on the bottom of the boat, unconcerned at the lack of wind, knowing that the engine is there and in perfect working order when and if required. You look up at the crystal clarity of the blue sky. Small clouds, perfect and white, hang above and around the tops of the mountains, visible from where you are so relaxed and comfortable. The still air carries the sounds of some fishermen casting their lines from the shore. And there, the distant tone of a church bell calms you, relaxing you more with each note. High in the sky, a jet trail marks the progress of an airliner, etching its journey towards the far reaches of this wonderful world. And you relax even deeper, feeling within a calm, comfortable heaviness that is so pleasant, so very nice. The boat drifts, rising and falling with the waves. You're looking now at the very tip of the mast as it sways gently. It appears to touch the clear blue sky above. The air is so clean here, you can taste it, and you feel the calm tranquility. Absorb that gentle peace, and you drift too with thoughts that are pleasant and calming. You breathe in peace and calm with every gentle breath, breathing out any anxiety and any stress. Here you have time to reflect on those things that have caused you anxiety or stress. You have time now to assess carefully and with clarity never before available to you, the importance and the relevance of so many different things. You realise that you've fallen into a habit of reacting in a manner which has proven unhelpful for you. But you resolve now to calmly reflect and decide on the most peaceful and effective way to live your life. Calmly, confidently, in control. Knowing that you are in control of yourself and your life, and that you are now that person who is aware that you do have the choice. You choose to be calm and unaffected by the rush and hurry, to make unhurried and calculated decisions that are the right ones for you and for those who are important to you. You can now be aware of the peace, the calm, the confidence that fills you, expanding within you, and you enjoy the stillness, the warmth of the sun, the subtle sounds of nature all around, the sights and the scents that can allow you to be aware of the larger world, the depth of water beneath you, the natural world at peace with itself, as all troubles and cares fade into unimportance, insignificance. And you feel so much stronger now already, aware that the strength comes from deep within you. It was there all the time, hidden for a while, beneath turmoil and stress, but now no longer shrouded within a veil of negativity or lack of confidence, it shines through. And you recognise the strength that is yours and resolve now to use that strength to your highest benefit. As the boat drifts, you know that it can be so easy to allow the prevailing winds to take you wherever they will. But in your vessel, you have the power, when winds blow, to tack and to steer, using the winds as you choose to guide which is the right way for you. And you have in reserve too that engine, that power which can mean to you that you have complete choice in the way you go. But it can be pleasant to drift, knowing that you can choose freedom calmly, confidently, and you will. If ever you feel burdened or stressed, you can choose to get into your boat and drift whenever you need to, whenever you want to, using the strength that is yours and so growing stronger and stronger with every day. While you're pondering on those thoughts, I'd like to tell you a story. The Village. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that the people of the village very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And they had a secret. They had a magical painting that had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. They let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window, and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming, the birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting that it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," that they realised that the sky had become blue again, the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. And it's what we tell ourselves that really affects us in our daily lives. What we tell ourselves really does determine how we feel. So if we tell ourselves that we feel anxious, worried, fed up, then that's exactly how we're going to feel. Whereas if we tell ourselves that we're going to feel calm, relaxed, motivated, and in control of ourselves and our lives, then guess what? That's how we're going to feel. And it's true, isn't it? What we think and say to ourselves affects the way we feel physically. Those unwanted negative thoughts and feelings generate unwanted emotional and physical responses in our bodies. So what we tell ourselves really does have a tremendous impact on our lives and determines not only how we feel, but ultimately what we can or can't do. So why not use the power of your mind to tell yourself that you can start again from this very moment, living your life each day in a full and meaningful way, enjoying each and every moment, appreciating the wonder of the world, here and now, realizing that there's no need to worry either about anything that has happened in the past, or maybe more importantly, what might happen in the future, because we both know it might never happen. The past and the future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much better to become involved in every moment, completely involved in the moment now, completely in what's happening around you. And when you do, you'll find it so much easier to remain calm and at peace with yourself and everything around you. So why not tell yourself, each and every day, that you are much more in control of your thoughts, feelings, and choices. And this will happen easily and naturally, because you choose to feel these things. Enjoy the positive feeling of using the power of your mind, and you will begin to notice changes in your life as you enjoy every day. Feeling more motivated and more in control, and noticing just how good you feel, more energized, more balanced and aware of how easily you now function, both in body and mind. You can now tell yourself, each and every day, more and more, that you are much more in control of your thoughts, feelings and choices, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused. You see any problems for what they are, putting them in perspective, and dealing with them so easily, so effectively, and so confidently and it comes as a pleasant surprise. You'll begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problem in the first place. And then you realise that it really doesn't matter, because those things that used to bother you before in the past just don't seem to bother you anymore, because you know you can just leave them behind in the past, where they will never bother or trouble you again. And as your mind drifts, when a word or a phrase reminds you of all those things that are needed for you, feel free and comfortable. Discard old fears and inhibitions. Eliminate old unwanted feelings. Resolve old issues. Recognize the good times in your life. Explore and expand your capabilities for joy in your life. Explore new ways of experiencing the joy in your everyday life. And allow yourself to experience those joys of nature more fully. Amplify those nice warm feelings. And although you do not listen to each thing I say, your subconscious mind is aware of each word that is of importance to you, and your subconscious mind will redefine those levels of anxiety as energy and interest, bringing joy and peace and tranquility to each and every part of your mind and your body. And as you drift deeper, your unconscious mind begins to change your perceptions of yourself in a special, meaningful way, which your conscious mind can understand and enjoy immensely. And it's comforting to experience that effortless letting go as relaxation pervades your mind and your body, as relaxation continues. You know that when you nurture a small tree, it can grow to be big, but you must be careful that you don't nurture the weeds as well, or the weeds will take over. And for a time, they will appear to be bigger than the tree. But you do know that this is not really possible, don't you? You know that you can and will pull out any weeds to allow the small tree to flourish. And have you noticed how strong and healthy even a small tree can look when it's not surrounded by weeds? So you will control those weeds because you know how good it feels to be in control, to nurture the garden of your mind. Starting now, more and more, you will realize that your happiness and unhappiness or due to your own thoughts and the way you think about situations. You are now able to shift those thoughts and the way you think about situations. You are able to shift your thoughts to positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of enjoying every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life's situations are not the way you want them, then you will work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being worried. You will work to change things that are not the way you want them, and you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the world. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in life, but you will also be aware that as you become more relaxed, you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to resolve them. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger, frustration, and worry do not help. You'll realise that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you will work to change anything that is changeable with peace of mind, without anger, without frustration, without worry. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, and dangers of the future, which might never occur anyway. Because most of the things you worry about won't happen. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Of course, it all now depends on you, because you and only you can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs that you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too wonderful to be left to chance. You can recognize now that your first priority is to yourself. You can understand that when you're feeling relaxed and calm, you can function in a much more streamlined and efficient manner. And those situations which will have been a source of irritation and have upset you in the past can be seen in a whole new way. You know that when you're relaxed and calm, you find it easy to deal with those situations which require your attention, because when you are relaxed and calm, you intuitively know exactly how to deal with any given situation to arrive at the absolute best result possible for all concerned. And it might be that sometimes you will need to say no. Sometimes you will need to be clear about your personal boundaries, clear about your own needs, remembering and being comfortable in the knowledge that your first priority has always to be yourself. And we can forget about thinking this is selfish, because when you take care of yourself, you feel good, and when you feel good, then you have ample resources left to care for others. So you can see now that taking care of yourself is actually the selfless thing to do. You will benefit immensely from recognizing that by taking care of yourself first, by meeting your own needs for yourself as your priority, you are able to be more available for others when you wish to be. By meeting your own needs, you will even discover that the needs of those around you actually begin to change, and your world begins to change for the better. And you know from experience that you are the best one to take care of you, and you want to make changes, and you will make those changes. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. You can now be aware that you can be relaxed and comfortable in every situation. Now take a deep breath and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, "I can, I will." This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and any fear or self-doubt leaves you completely. From this point on, face the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism, for you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are and can be, unique and special, your real self, confident in your ability to be true to those values that really are important to you, and to recognize what is negative and inappropriate. Yesterday has gone, and with it have gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is there for you to shape and color with your imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will. Now we have finished here today, you'll be pleased to continue bringing out the very best in yourself and be ready for what you have planned next.